Good morning. It's Friday, May 29th. I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's early edition from KMUW News. Musician Derek Dove was named Best Guitarist at the 2026 International Blues Challenge in Memphis earlier this year. Although he started off as a drummer, he has a clear memory of when guitar took over.
I said, "Dad, there's this great guitar player on TV. You got to come check this guy out." And he comes in there and he goes, "Son, let me introduce you. That's Stevie Ray Vaughan."
We'll hear more after the news. Governor Laura Kelly visited Wichita Wednesday to tour progress on a mental health facility she says will be part of her legacy to the state, KMUW's Meg Britton Mellish reports.
This week's visit was Kelly's second in about a year to the site at Meridian and MacArthur. That's where the 104-bed South Central Regional Mental Health Hospital is under construction. Kelly says the facility is a major part of her plans to expand the state's mental health care.
When I first took office, Kansas's mental health system faced serious challenges. We had no crisis hotline. We had long wait lists for treatment. We had a severe shortage of mental health professionals and services, particularly in our rural areas.
The facility will serve adults in acute mental health crisis and people waiting for court-ordered care. The governor says when the hospital opens early next year, it will help reduce wait times and the distance patients need to travel for care. For KMUW News, I'm Meg Britton Mellish.
A Kansas Democratic state lawmaker who's running for the U.S. Senate is accusing another candidate of mishandling sexual abuse allegations at a church camp. Rachel Schnelly of the Kansas News Service reports.
Democratic State Senator Patrick Schmidt is accusing Adam Hamilton of mishandling abuse allegations from 2 decades ago. The alleged abuse occurred at a church camp run by Hamilton's congregation. The Kansas Reflector reports that Hamilton was not present at the camps, and the church eventually reported the allegations to law enforcement. The Hamilton campaign said Schmidt is lying and trying to exploit the pain of families for political gain. Schmidt and Hamilton are in a crowded race for the Democratic nomination for the U.S. Senate. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rachel Schnelly.
A new report shows half of Kansas is experiencing some level of drought, with southwest and central Kansas experiencing extreme dryness. That's a big increase from this time last year when just 1% of the state was in severe drought. Adam Allgood is with the National Weather Service Climate Prediction Center. He says the coming summer heat means drought conditions are unlikely to improve anytime soon.
It's difficult for precipitation to really keep up with the demands of the soil and the plants.
Dry conditions have been gradually increasing over the past 4 months. In Wichita, a year-round watering schedule is in place for outdoor sprinkler systems. Homeowners can water their lawns 3 days a week, and no watering is allowed between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Emergency room visits for tick bites were the highest in April that they've been in nearly a decade. Harvest Public Media's Jess Savage reports on how to protect yourself from tick-borne diseases.
Tick season has gotten longer because winters are getting milder and shorter. Teresa Steckler is an extension specialist with the University of Illinois.
I just tell everyone to be cautious about any and all ticks. That's not to say that all ticks are harboring disease-causing agents. They are not. But it's just better to be cautious than to be dismissive.
She says the best way to protect yourself from tick bites is to spray your clothes with an insecticide called permethrin and to thoroughly check yourself and your pets for ticks when you come inside. If you do get bitten by a tick, pull it off your skin slowly with tweezers. You can freeze it and bring it to your doctor to be tested in case you develop any rash or flu-like symptoms. I'm Jess Savage, Harvest Public Media.
Voters in the Mays School District could soon decide on whether to approve a $213 million bond issue. Projects in the bond proposal include security enhancements, traffic flow improvements, and renovated learning spaces. The Mays School Board will consider the proposal in June. Mays voters approved recent bond issues in 2015 and 2019. The potential bond issue comes as the Wichita School District is also looking at a November bond referendum. Wichita School Board members are expected to vote on sending a referendum to voters at their next meeting on Monday. Former Wichita Mayor Brandon Whipple is returning to politics. Whipple will appear on the August Democratic primary ballot for Kansas House District 83, which includes Eastboro and parts of East Wichita. That seat is currently held by Democrat Henry Helgerson, who has filed for re-election. Whipple submitted signatures to the Kansas Secretary of State's office to secure a spot on the ballot rather than filing and paying a fee. Whipple previously served in the Kansas State House representing District 86 in South Wichita. He served as Wichita's mayor from 2020 to 2024. Wichitans have one more chance to offer input on the city's upcoming budget at a town hall on Saturday. The last of seven public feedback sessions is 9 to 10 a.m. Saturday at the Evergreen Community Center and Library. City leaders are crafting next year's budget and setting priorities for spending. During a budget town hall on Wednesday, a group of faith leaders urged city leaders to do more to address homelessness and gun violence. They asked the city to commit at least $10 million a year toward affordable housing. Kansas voters who want to change their party affiliation before the August primary have until Monday to make the change. Unaffiliated voters can affiliate with a party at the polls on August 4th, but if you are already affiliated with a party and want to change, the deadline is the close of business on Monday. Voters can change their affiliation by going to votekansas.gov and updating their voter information by completing a new registration, or they can submit a paper application at their local county election office. We'll be back after this.
This week on Marginalia, we speak with John Lanchester about his novel, Look What You Made Me Do.
The story is about what the two women have in common in terms of their life stories, and it's a kind of contest between them. The way I thought of it is it's a contest between them over who's actually the protagonist, who gets to tell the story.
Saturday morning at 11:30 on 89.1 KMUW.
I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's Early Edition. Georgia musicians Derek Dove and the Peacekeepers have been building a name for themselves on the independent blues recording and touring circuit in recent years. The group recently took home top honors in Memphis's International Blues Challenge, which also saw frontman Derek Dove claim the Best Guitarist prize in the competition. It might come as a surprise to some to learn that Dove began his musical career as a drummer. KMUW's Jed Bodwin recently spoke with Derek Dove, and here's Jed with more.
I found it interesting that you actually started on drums and that you started playing music with your dad.
My dad was a character, I should say, life of the party. So, yeah, growing up, my dad had a band. He was a radio DJ and jack of all trades kind of guy. When he wasn't playing, we had a big living room. It was an old two-car garage that was closed in, and the band would just leave their stuff set up in there. So if they didn't have a gig on Saturday night, they would just show up at the house and rehearse, but it was just a show. So all the wives in the neighborhood and friends, you know, would all be hanging out. I mean, my dad, like, he didn't do anything small, so he would have the whole PA set up in the living room. You know what I mean? Like, big stack of speakers and, you know, I mean, everything. It was hilarious. Just, you know, regular Saturday night in South Georgia. So there was always a drum set set up in the house. When I was little, I really loved the drums. And so started playing drums in his band, setting in on a couple songs, and then his drummer couldn't make it. I'd do the gig, and me and him were actually, we had a little duo where he played guitar and I played drums. We both sang, and we would go around and do like Elks Lodges and Moose Lodges and teen nights or whatever, you know, just to, so I was very fortunate that my dad was just like, you know what, let's go do this, you know? So I got my feet wet real early.
Just walk away.
I remember watching TV, which I think was in between the bass amp and the drum set over there. I said, Dad, there's this great guitar player on TV. You got to come check this guy out. And he comes in there and he goes, son, let me introduce you. That's Stevie Ray Vaughan. Oh, okay. I don't want to play drums anymore, Daddy. I want to do that. Santa Claus got me a Squire Telly for Christmas that year.
You're coming back to Hutchison to play at the Red Shed, and based on what you've been telling me, that seems to be exactly the kind of place that you would love to play, because there's a real kind of social interaction element to that place.
Man, that venue's so cool. Like, we got there and it was like, man, this is awesome. And everybody was so nice and we had a great turnout. We love playing, but I think we ended up talking to people more than I think we might have played, but just getting to know people, you know, that's the beauty of being on the road. You know, I love seeing things. I never get tired of meeting people and hearing stories. To me, it's a personal thing.
Derek Dove and the Peacekeepers perform at the Red Shed in Hutchinson on Saturday, May 30th. You can read more of this story at KMUW.org. Jed Bodwin hosts Strange Currency weeknights from 8 to 10, Saturday nights from 7 to 9 here on KMUW. Thanks for listening to Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again on Monday. For KMUW News, I'm Fletcher Powell.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
This week on You're Saying It Wrong.
All grammar, in essence, is nonsense. We've decided basically on an idea, this is how you say things, this is how you put together words.
Some common grammar controversies. This week on You're Saying It Wrong from KMUW Studios.
Each morning, it's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. Up First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.